Arkansas's Chad Morris is next on the call. The Razorbacks travel to Alabama for a 6 o'clock Central Time kick Saturday on ESPN. To ask a question for Coach Morris, please press star 1 on your telephone keypad now. And Coach, while we are waiting on questions, please take a minute to comment on your team as you enter the game against Alabama.
Well, definitely, you know, coming off of last week's game and just to be able to get back out there this week and to focus on us just getting better each day has been a big emphasis. We know we've got an incredible opponent and opportunity ahead of us this week, and our guys will be prepared. They'll be ready. But there's not many weaknesses when you look at Alabama and their entire team, top to bottom, special teams, offense, and defense. Obviously, very well sound. The reason why they're ranked number one in the country. I mean, they there's not many deficiencies. But our guys are going to continue to get better, and we look forward to this opportunity Saturday.
First question is from Steve Moulton of WZZN.
You got me all right, Coach?
I do. Yeah, gotcha.
With as many freshmen that you see on the defensive side of the football for Alabama, tell me what you've seen out of that Alabama defense. I know at times they've been playing 5 freshmen on that defense, Coach.
Well, as you watch Alabama this year and years have passed, I mean, they're obviously very sound, extremely athletic. I think the freshmen that are in there playing, the Christian Harris, Shane Lee, I mean, these guys are dynamic players, definitely difference makers. DJ Dale is another one that just really stands out. And, you know, when you put that many freshmen on the field and you still play at a very high level, I mean, these guys are, again, as I said earlier in my opening, it's hard to find any deficiencies when you look at it. And then you tie in an experienced back end, the secondary, that's as good as there are in college football. It definitely makes them very, very sound.
Tell me about the growth of your offensive line this year, Coach, and what you need to see out of them on Saturday.
Well, we've got to protect our quarterback better than we did last week. It felt like that he got hit entirely too much and, you know, got pressure on him when they were just rushing 4. So, you know, I've seen our offensive line has been has gotten better. We got some guys up front that are continuing to grow. We're having to grow them up early, and Ricky Stromberg being one of those guys. But he's hung in there and played every snap last week. But we've just got to continue to get better, we've got to create and first downs and just opportunities to move the football. And this is it's a great challenge this week against a very sound defense of Alabama.
Thank you, Coach.
Next question is from David Pascal of the Chattanooga Times Free Press.
Hey, Chad. Wanted to ask about Terrell Lewis, number 24 there, outside linebacker. Obviously, he was out for last year, so he didn't play in last year's game. What you've seen of him and the difference he's been making recently?
Well, you know, what they've done is, you know, they put him in different positions, obviously, you know, be able to bring him off the edge in a rush situation, which he's, you know, being 6'5", 260, he's very long. As athletic as he comes around the edge, and then you'll see him drop into pass coverage as well, and so very versatile. I know he's battled injuries, but when he's out there and he's going, he's definitely a guy that you have to account for.
And I know every year brings about new challenges when you face the same teams, but what were you able to do last year to put some points on in Alabama?
Well, I thought we did a great job of mixing up our run pass and tying in some screens to take advantage of some of their how hard they pursue and rush. So I think that was, especially early in the game, you know, we had opportunity that we got out inside the 2-yard line and fumbled, or it would have been a 21-14 game. You just can't make mistakes against a caliber of opponent like this. But I thought last year we did a good job of mixing that up. We got the ball out on the edge. And so that was part of our plan a year ago.
Thank you.
Next question is from Bob Holt of the Arkansas Democrat Gazette.
Hey, Chad, how you doing?
I'm doing good, Bob.
Hey, just wondering, you saw Ben out there doing some stuff yesterday. Just wondering, how's he feeling? How's he doing in his recovery? And if you've made a decision on if you're going to start Ben again or if you're going to start a quarterback?
Yeah, no, I haven't made that decision. You know, Ben was out there practice yesterday and trying to work through, you know, just some of the soreness and that he has. And so I thought he did, you know, he definitely made it through practice and did some good things. And so we'll continue to get back out there today and see where he's at.
And Sean Colton doing some things. How's he feeling? And do you feel good about him being able to come back and start?
Yeah, no, you know what, he got out there yesterday and went through practice and was unable to complete practice, and so we'll reevaluate things today.
I hear that, thanks.
Uh-huh. Next question is from Alex Byington of the Montgomery Advertiser.
Hey, Chad, you were talking about the defense, Alabama's defense, but in watching film, have you seen them be a little bit more opportunistic, maybe especially with the turnovers for the last several weeks? It just seems like they've been coming in bunches the last few games.
You talking about them creating the turnovers?
Yes, yeah.
Yeah, no, I mean, I think as you would expect, you know, obviously early in the year they had injuries, which forced a lot of freshmen on the field, and those freshmen are continuing to grow each week and get better, and I think you're just seeing them get better and better every week defensively. And again, there's not many deficiencies when you look at that side of the ball or even offensive side of the ball, and it's and then they got the depth that comes in with it. So you know, we've got a great challenge ahead of us, and you know, we've got to do a great job of hanging on to the football and not giving them any more help than what they need.
And obviously, you know, with Tua out, you know, Mac Jones, the backup, is going to get the start. He hasn't had too many opportunities this year for extended, you know, game time. How difficult does that make kind of preparation and film study to kind of understand maybe, you know, the type of player he is or can you at this point?
Well, I mean, I think you know, he's gotten to play in 6 of the last 7 games. You look at some of that, but you know, if you're a quarterback at Alabama, you're definitely a really, really good football player. And Mac is no different. I mean, we've got our work cut out for us. He's got a great supporting cast around him. You know, we've got to do a really good job of taking great angles. And when they do get the ball in space, we got to rally and get them down.
Thanks.
Next question is from Tom Murphy of the Arkansas Democrat Gazette.
Yeah, hey, Chad, as far as your quarterback situation, it looked like John Stephen Jones was working with the ones a little bit right when we were leaving practice yesterday. How's he coming along, and could there be some sets with him or KJ coming up soon?
Well, I mean, you know, again, that's part of practice, and, you know, we've got different periods of practice, and so we work different things, and I mean, we continue to bring those guys along and see how the development goes, and the opportunity presents itself, and, you know, you move forward. But that's been something we've done, you know, for the most part, all, I guess, probably the last 2 or 3 weeks for sure, just trying to bring these guys along and get them some reps.
All right. Now, Derek Mason was on this call earlier, and he said after their loss to UNLV that one of the most important things he felt he did was trying to keep the narrative that's out on social media and stuff like that from dictating, you know, dictating the storyline of their team. And I'm wondering, have you taken the same type of philosophy with your squad?
Well, you know, Tom, we've talked about this for the last several weeks with our football team, and you know, it's just about us locking arms and blocking out the noise and staying focused on our task and just getting better every day. We've been talking about this for quite some time, and you know, you gotta stay within your inner circle and just keep your head down and keep working.
Thank you.
That's all the time for today, Coach. Thank you.
Thank you.